What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, welcome everyone. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. Who am I? I am just the Costco of coaching. I also provide facilitation for corporates for retreats. I recently did one that was with other coaches on using Legos in coaching practices and how Legos can get us into that deep dive of creativity. I also am a leader of laughter yoga in the community here in Virginia, but I also do that at retreats, and I've done it also for coaching with clients on how to regulate your nervous system through laughter. And with that being said, I promote a lot within my coaching about regulating our nervous system, because until our nervous system is regulated, we can set goals and tones for ourselves, but until we are learning to regulate, we might not reach those goals because we're not aligned. I guess it's more being aligned within ourselves. So are you aligned within yourselves? And how can you find me, Sandy Bird? I am Sandy with two E's, so it's S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, BYRD.com on all social media platforms. But I am Sandy Bird, and I coach people through many different gamuts of life. I have coached and I work in the divorce area as well to help those who are going through a divorce to have kind of a communal divorce so that they can have conversations and not shouting matches or anything like that. I've worked with grief because I've experienced extreme grief within my life. I work with now, which is a new coaching certification I'm going through and starting a new class around the BALM principle, which is something I'm going to dive into tonight, and that's Be a Loving Mirror, but it's working within the substance use disorder gamut. But I also just coach people who are trying to find out who they really are underneath the shell, because this is just a shell. You could be a hazelnut underneath, you could be a pecan, you could be a walnut. We just have these shells, but we have so many layers underneath the shell. So I coach people through forgiving themselves because it's all about forgiving yourself. Not you're going to forgive somebody else, but it's the shame and guilt that we hold within ourselves that we need to forgive ourselves. Also, aligning with who you authentically are. I can tell you, up until 3 years ago, I hated that word, authentic. Now I absolutely love the word because I have grown to become my authentic self. And it's also learning to empower yourself. What is it you really want in life? I can help you empower yourself. If it is letting go of a codependent relationship, letting go of grief, if it's also regulating your nervous system so you don't have to rely on that substance in your life. So that is who I am. I am Sandy Bird, the Costco of coaching. Kind of like that, but that is who I am, because as my clients evolve, I want to evolve with them and learn different techniques, different tools to provide you with. Also, to be certified in these areas that are such a big part of the world we live in today. But let's get to the show because we don't have much time. So tonight's topic is heal yourself first and watch your family transform around you. Have you ever poured your energy into trying to fix, help, or save the people you love only to end up exhausted, discouraged, or questioning why nothing seems to change? Heal yourself first and watch your family transform around you reveals a powerful truth. The transformation you're praying for doesn't start with them, it begins with you. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will share how focusing on your healing, on your healing, I should have capitalized that, becomes the greatest gift you can offer your family. Rooted in the heart of the BOM, Be a Loving Mirror, principles, this episode shows how one person's inner peace, self-regulation, emotional clarity can shift the atmosphere of an entire home without force, pressure, or convincing. You'll discover your healing influences the emotional tone of your home. Your regulated, grounded heart becomes the family's anchor. Modeling self-love inspires others to rise beside you. Your transformation can break cycles and create a new family legacy. When you heal, your family feels it. Your growth becomes the silent invitation for theirs. So let's first dive into how many traits do you say, oh, that's a family trait. I don't mean maybe a disorder or disease like diabetes, high blood pressure, all that, but a trait. So I, being the daughter of a mother who suffered from alcoholic, been discussing this for a long while, this also became very influential to me, was growing up, there were certain traits. My mother definitely suffered from OCD. I have that, and I passed it down. That is a trait. It's a disorder, but it's a trait disorder. We also, my mother was a big thing of throwing, breaking, and I now see that as some of that was her trying to regulate herself, but it was not in a regulation side of it. It was an attention getting, where she threw plates. If there was something I loved, she would break it. If she was angry with me. Well, that's a trait. I did that in my own home. And when I realized that I was doing that for the wrong reasons, I stopped. So it's about what family, and those are traits. So think about this. We all talk about the traits we got from parents, or someone says, oh yeah, he's abusive because his father was abusive to him and his father was abusive to him. That can change. That can definitely be something that can be broken. It's a generational curse that can be broken. And how can it be? By working on who you want to be underneath of it all. And that's what I promote a lot with my clients, with my family, with myself, is who do I want to be? And yes, I already have my kids. And yes, some of these traits were formed in them. But when I decided to start healing and I watched my kids start to heal, these traits are broken. Doesn't mean they still might not exist deep down in here, but at least they can acknowledge it. Because the biggest thing I want to tell people, when you can acknowledge something that you want to let go, it's easier to let it go than to just say, well, that's just the way I am. Because that's what changed the trajectory of my family and of my life, is because I started it with me. What are the areas within myself that I was no longer happy with? I acknowledged them. I grieved with them as I'm letting them go. And then I catch myself when I get really angry. I remember I met my husband now, and that was a trait. The first time, like, I wanted to pick up something and throw it, he was like, what are you doing? He was able to bring it to my attention so I could acknowledge it. And I'm like, this is not the person I am anymore. I can have a civil conversation. It's also about this thing called tone. And this is the first thing I learned in my BOM program and with other coaches, is that this tone can change everything. Think about this. If you grew up in a home where shouting became the norm, don't you dare, and you raise your voice all the time, and then you start, everything in life is, don't you dare, you can change that. We don't have to accept it. That's the thing. We accept it as part of us, and it doesn't have to be accepted. So tonight's topic is all working on loving yourself. There's 12 principles with the BOM. And one of them is to repair the relationship with yourself. And how does that begin? It begins by learning What makes me feel good? Because I am a yogi. There's some poses I can't do, but I love yoga. Why? Because I can sit back, I can breathe, and I can calm myself. That's not for everybody. And I've learned that. Like, I have my daughter loves going yoga, but she doesn't like the practice of yoga. She likes to practice her own yoga. That's okay, because that's her. That's the difference. She's one that if I take her to a yoga class, we're all maybe doing the same pose, and she's over there doing a headstand in the back because that's her. I can't tell her I want her to be a circle when she's a box. And that's where this healing part comes from, is accepting the changes and the different dynamics in my whole family, accepting that we're all healing ourselves on our own journeys, our own way, our own path. And my healing, the way I've healed myself, is not going to be the same for my daughter. It's not going to be the same for my one son and my other son. That's going to be different. But it's how we love ourselves and commit to ourselves and commit to where we want to go within ourselves that we can come together as a family. Is it perfect? No. But what has happened with us is I have become the grounded person that I'm no longer getting in the middle and pointing the fingers at everybody. I'm allowing them the space and the freedom to get out the feelings that they have. I make it a contained space, but I don't get in the middle of it and get my feelings all hurt and act like, these are, it shouldn't be like this. No. But by having, holding that container, grounding myself, loving myself makes it easier. And it makes it easier for them. Because the one thing through all this, loving, learning to love myself and build on the relationship with myself has changed my outlook, has changed who I am. And I see it evolving in my family. So that's why when you have someone, especially in the substance use area, you have got to work on yourselves because you can't be there with them. It's not there for them. It's not there pushing them. You can't meet them where they are if you haven't met yourself where you are. So I want to re-say that. You can't meet someone where they are if you can't meet yourself where you are. And that's a big thing to think about. We always want them to meet us on our ground, but you need to meet yourself on your ground first and meet them on their ground and come to a common ground. So think about that within yourself. And what part of you or what trait would you like to work on, heal from, that can project out to your family, maybe even your community, maybe even to your friends? Because it doesn't have to be within that family dynamic. It can be within your work environment, it can be within your community environment. Because it doesn't matter what area of the world you're in. All our communities are going through some form of shakeup where we're all in that glass globe and someone's shaking it up. And we're all landing. And we're landing in different areas, but we're landing where we're supposed to land. And when we don't shake it up, the globe, we're all just there. Coexisting. So think about that. If you have one, take it, shake it up, and watch how everything lands. But then look at it, the calm. Shaking it up is not the calm. But when you work on yourself and repair the relationship with yourself, you're able to be a grounding force to help those around you. So it is time for that break. And if any of this resonates to you and you want to learn more, reach out to me at sandy@sandyberg.com or sandybergcoach@gmail.com. And like I say, Sandy, if you've just joined me, is S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, B-Y-R-D.com. You can reach out to me on any social media platform. But we are going to get to that break. And thank you for joining me tonight.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Thank you for joining me. And if you are listening to me on Apple, if you would please give me a 5-star review, leave a comment, and share this with anyone. It helps me to get my word out, to share it and give me a 5-star review or any review. Anyway, let's get back to this topic tonight, because it's all about healing your family by healing yourself first. And some of the things I asked was, how many traits do you claim from your family? And when I say traits, I mean like over-obsessing, control freak, gotta make sure everything looks perfect, even though you're crumbling in the inside. It's not just those substance use disorders, because a lot of those come from traits that we got from our family. And generational traits can be changed by working on yourself. Tone can change everything. And it's all about one size doesn't fit everyone for healing. And that was the first thing when I became a coach many years ago now, is that when I first became a coach, it was, I have this tool and it's going to fit for everybody. That's not true. When I first started coaching, I got into hypnosis and breath work, and that was the tool, the one tool that's going to help everybody and heal the world. And then I realized that sometimes we need different tools, tapping, somatic breathing, journaling. laughing, dancing, singing, Legos. I expanded because I realized that healing is not, it's not on a one plane. It's not one plane. It's kind of like a globe. It spins around. It's got different planets. It's like the universe. It's got different planets, you know. Everyone does things differently. But what I did learn and what I've been focusing on recently is working in the substance use disorder. And like I have on here is BALM. And what BALM stands for is be a loving mirror. And how you can be that loving mirror is by healing yourself first, working on that relationship with yourself. Because here's the things in families, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in substance use. Like I'm saying, even if your family dynamics is not on solid ground, these steps can even help you work on that. If you have someone suffering, the one thing I learned as I went through this program and really embraced it was this can guide you at work, in your community, with your family, not just a family member who's dealing with a substance, but maybe there's a family member that's dealing with a disease or a disorder that's overcoming you or everything. And the only way you can be there for them is by grounding yourself. And by taking care of yourself. Think about this. If you go on any platform, there's chemicals you can put in your body. There's like yoga, dance, any type of therapy out there to work with you. But what we all want to do is we all want someone else. We want to put it on somebody else to see. But the only person it needs to start with is you. And that's what heals a family is when, if you're the parent and you start working on yourself, or even when your child starts working on themselves and they show up differently, and you're like, wow, something's really changed within them. What can I do? And what I started talking about is it has a lot to do with this tone. See, I grew up in a household, my kids who are now adults, touching close to their 30s, is we learned the language of communication through screaming and frustration and anxiety. And now they're seeing that we can have conversations that are very meaningful with just a certain tone. And I don't have to involve my feelings and get, you know, where I'm defensive by crying and everything or saying, don't speak to me like that. I am your mother. No, we can have an open dialogue in conversation and hear their side and acknowledge it. See, that's the biggest thing that I learned as a parent is when my kids were telling me the things that they remember, I felt it was an attack. So I right away went, oh my gosh, you're attacking me. It wasn't that. It was that they were telling me things that they wanted to see different when they start having a family. And that's when the healing I realized was so important. And now, even knowing that I've taken care and had the role of being a caregiver for an elder, my mother-in-law who was elderly, which I've talked about, my mother who had cancer and, you know, was on her dying days, was the trajectory of that within myself, that I could be there because I was already starting to work on myself and changing who I was. And I was grounding myself. See, a lot of people think this is just for substance use disorders, this BALM program. It's not. It's about anything within your life. If you're just dealing with adult children, teenage children, infant children, family members, community members, your relationships at your jobs, your friends. If you have a loved one that is suffering from a debilitating disease or something and you've got to be there for them, the first thing you need to do is work on yourself, ground yourself, work on that relationship. Because when you work on that relationship with yourself, A, you learn boundaries and you can set them because you're in a healthy place that people please in. You're not like, oh, I can't do that because I have to have them in my life. You can set healthy boundaries. You can come from a place where you can mend those bonds with others, especially your family. the one thing that it helped me is to start focusing on that spirit, my connection with my spirit realm. And it taught me how to be a loving mirror in society, out there. Because I might not understand my mother's substance use, her alcoholism. I might not understand any of my children's addictions, my own food addiction. I might not understand it unless I'm grounded and willing to understand how we got to that place and how we can get ourselves out of that place. And the one thing I've learned too is it's all about if you do have someone within your family that's within a substance, it's all about using evidence. It's not about pointing fingers. And that is a big thing. Because we want to say, oh, I know you're using because if you gave them evidence, and that's one of the things I teach with the 12 principles, is having that evidence. But you also got to let go of expectations of others. That's another big healing part of yourself for your family and stuff. Whenever you come into situations with those expectations and things don't go the way you planned, or they go better than you planned, it's because you're building on the relationship with yourself. And that's why this is so important, because you will see the changes of trajectory in your family. Like my family can talk calmly, and we all have a different tone within us now. It's not that heightened, anxiety-driven conversations or the fear. Think about how many times maybe you hold on to something from your family bloodline and you want to have that conversation, but you're scared. Oh, I know my mom's going to go or my dad's going to go on the defense, and you get anxiety around it. How about if you knew you could have that conversation? Because you're calm, you're grounded, you've worked on the relationship within yourself. Because that's a big part of this. What is your relationship with yourself? And if you don't have a good relationship with yourself, how are you going to have a good relationship with others? Whether it be your community, your family, your work, your friends, even yourself. Think about the way you talk to yourself. How can you work on that before you talk to other people? It's the whole line of, do you speak to other people like you speak to yourself? Why or why not? Do you speak to other people as you speak to yourself? Most of the time we don't. We'll speak better to other people than ourselves. Or as parents, we project how we feel about ourselves onto our kids. And that is a big, big part of this generational traits and trauma. Is, are we speaking to our kids like we speak to ourselves? Or are we speaking to our kids better than we speak to ourselves? How about if we just speak and not put any parameters around it or expectations? So thank you for joining me tonight on Emotional Elevator. This has been a great conversation all about heal yourself first and watch your family heal. So thank you for joining me. Find me at Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, BYRD.com. You can reach out to me at SandyBirdCoach@gmail.com, Sandy@SandyBird.com, on any social medias as Sandy Bird. And thank you again for joining me tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.